The National Party has again butted heads with Parliament Speaker Trevor Mallard, with expletives flying across the debating chamber. The shenanigans reflect the rocky relationship between them. Our Deputy Political Editor Craig McCulloch reports.
The member didn't sit down when I called him to order. The question's finished.
Yet another clash in the ongoing conflict between Speaker and Opposition. Today it was the senior Nat MP, Paul Goldsmith, given a dressing down for failing to sit down as Trevor Mallard rose.
I was looking the other way. How can I see?
Well, the member, I don't think anyone for a long time has accused me of having a quiet voice. As I stood up, the member looked away. I considered that deliberate, and if he didn't hear me, that's his problem.
But it quickly became a problem for the House as a whole.
I'd like to know how I'm supposed to judge whether you've stood up when I'm pointed looking the other way.
By using your ears.
It was the final straw for Mr Goldsmith, who spun on his heels and stormed out the chamber, shouting waste of time as he went. The remark paled to that hollered by Simon Bridges as he too left in solidarity. On his departure, he shouted, twat. The language is far from parliamentary. MPs have been censured for less. But fortunately for the former National leader, it seems Mr Mallard, in this case, was the one hard of hearing.
I didn't hear it. It wasn't drawn to my attention, and therefore the time has passed.
Would you like us to draw your attention to it?
You're not in the House.
National did attempt to press the matter, trying for the second time this year to declare a motion of no confidence in the Speaker. Again, the bid was shot down.
I don't react to Mr Bridges, Mr Bennett, Mr Brownlee or Mr Bishop or any of the things that they've done recently in the House.
It's not the first time this week Mr Bridges' choice of words has risked trouble. Yesterday he called the police commissioner a wokester and criticised his area of focus.
Much less about catching gangs and criminals despite huge problems in our society at the moment, and much more about being hip, doing things to, I think, impress a bunch of other wokesters.
The comments did not fly with his leader, Judith Collins.
I think it is really important the National Party does not condone attacks on our senior police officers or actually on any public service as such.
She says she raised the matter directly with Mr Bridges and the wider caucus, and it won't end here. The year has barely begun. This just a taster of the antics to come. From Parliament for Checkpoint, Craig McCulloch.